Welcome to Woo Wooville, your next stop on your spiritual journey. I'm Lola Singer, and today we are talking about what's your frequency? Ooh. That's a big topic. And before we begin, we are three fellow travelers on the spiritual path who met each other and have found a soul tribe as a result. I am Lola Singer, and just wanted to let you know quickly about myself. I have been studying tarot for 13 years, so I think I can say I'm a pretty darn good tarot reader at this point. I speak and sing in light language, I draw spirit guides, and I am an intuitive energy healer. If any of that sounds interesting to you, you can find out more about me at my website, www.lolasinger.com. And I'm here with my fellow travelers. Let's start with you.
My name is Emeril, and I am currently not, I help those that ask for my help, but I'm contributing to the collective by focusing on helping myself grow, and in that way, giving back to everyone around me, because it's all energy and we can all make a change on people's life.
100%. I'm Pamela. I am also an intuitive energy healer with shamanic training. I'm also a life coach, and I love to do interior design, decorating, having spaces feel more beautiful and energetic to you. So those are some of the gifts that I enjoy working with people on. And yes, working on myself too. That's one of the best things that we can do is work on ourselves. And that does have a definite impact on the world and our society.
And it shifts the frequency for the collective.
There we go.
Oh my goodness, frequency. Where do we even start with that? Everything is frequency. That was hard for me to understand at the beginning of my spiritual journey. I was living with a housemate who was trying to describe dimensions to me. And I remember what made an impact. He said, you know, it really kind of bothers me that someone in fourth dimension could be walking right through me. And I was like, what? What?
What did he mean by that?
Meaning we can't perceive it. Oh. But there's energy and it flows, you know, and so in theory, for example, a ghost could walk right through you, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
And my little brain went on tilt for a little bit. And that's when I finally, it took me a while to sit with that for a few days. And finally, it was just like when they talk about the doors of perception, boom, 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 opening. Once I understood more about different dimensions, it was like, oh, I get it now. I mean, that was one of the big steps on my spiritual journey, was to understand that, you know, everything's energy, everything's frequency, everything vibrates. You guys, even the things that don't look like they're moving, a table, a giant rock, they're still vibrating. There's sound. Sound is frequency. That's the vibration. So when the Bible starts with the word, right? Mm-hmm. And the word is actually vibration, sound, energy being expressed. It's just very mind-blowing. So everything, absolutely everything is frequency and vibration and sound.
We certainly didn't get this training in school, did we?
No!
This was not covered at all. And when we say frequency, I also notice vibration. So I was asking the team here, do you guys see that as being interchangeable? So when someone says, you know, what's your vibe, or this was high vibration or high frequency, frequency and vibration to you are used interchangeably.
Well, to me it is. I guess we're kind of using a non-scientific approach to this.
Yeah.
I'm looking up frequency, and it says it's the rate at which something occurs or is repeated over a particular period of time or in a given sample. It says the rate at which vibration occurs that constitutes a wave, either in a material, as in sound wave, or in an electromagnetic field, as in radio waves and light, usually measured per second. So matter is time.
Yes.
And so it's frequency and vibration within the mantle of time.
Yes.
I guess they are pretty much interchangeable. And yes, we are all sound waves. We are all frequency. You, me, the people listening to us. It's very mind-blowing once you really start to understand that. And that's why we're asking, what's your frequency? Because, you know, we have ups and downs on the spiritual journey. I don't care. You could be the best Buddhist priest possible. Every once in a while, you have a bad moment. The thing is, they've learned to correct themselves faster than we have because they've learned to shift their frequency at a master's level.
Yes.
Whew, I got chills when I said that. So I guess the audience needed to hear that. Some of us are still working on that. So there's nothing wrong if you have a bad day or a bad thought. It's just a matter of catching it, checking it, and deciding, do I want to shift it or do I not? That goes back to discernment from our previous episode. All right, I've said a lot about it. Anybody else want to chime in?
Well, I remember when I was looking, and this was only, I think, a year ago or so, where I was seeing that certain words had different levels of frequency. So like joy, love, you know, shame, hate, these were the lower vibes, and then the higher vibe words. And when I got to, was looking through that, one of the things that kind of surprised me was acceptance is a very high frequency, I think, at least to my memory, was of overjoy. And I just was like, I'll have to look and double check myself now, but acceptance, I thought, that is, why acceptance? Why is acceptance such a high frequency? Do you want to speak to that, either one of you?
I would say, well, at least for me, acceptance is more like...
Would you see it as a surrender?
Yeah, because it's like almost like you're accepting things for what they are. That doesn't mean you're feeding into negativity. That just means that you accept them, but it doesn't mean that that's what you're going to necessarily... So let's say there's a lower vibration, lower frequency that comes to you. You have the choice. You can choose to accept that it is a lower vibration, but doesn't mean you're going to dwell on it or you're going to pick it up and then apply it as your own frequency. You just accept that it is and you move on. Mine that was like mind-boggling to me was the neutral, because the neutral is literally that part that breaks down between lower vibrations and then higher vibrations. And on the neutral, I thought, this is what's really interesting about having friends that are like very intuitive. I thought for the longest time that I was like in a much higher vibration. And then it was shocking to learn that I was in neutral. Not that that's bad either. Again, we honor every step of our way, but where it really takes, a personal approach to it is, what is your vibration? What is the vibration you want to line up with? Because... off of what you're going to align with and the vibration that you're sending out is what you're going to receive. Because think about it as a magnetic charge, right? So it's not that you always have to be in this great mood and stuff. But what it means is where you choose to live, it's going to become your home. And that that happens with frequency and vibration. It's almost like if you are not that you always have, it's impossible to always think positive, but certain thoughts are going to bring certain things into your life experience, and certain, and obviously when you think of just negativity, you're just going to bring those in. So think about it as just our vibration is a magnet to what we're going to, the life experiences we're going to have play out for us. If anybody wants to expand on this.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, Lola's thermostat, and I was hearing like, your natural set point, where would you like to be at? What's comfortable for you? And looking at it and going, oh, I really like the higher vibrations of joy and love. So when I have experiences that let me tap into that more, and I feel like, oh, this is actually a natural state that I like to be in, but you can't be in that. I mean, it's really hard to, I shouldn't say you can't be in that, but it's pretty hard to be in that all the time. And who wants to be, you know, if we're experiencing a range of emotions and processing and working through our stuff, you're not going to stay in joy and love as much as I would like to stay in that, you know, a lot more than I do. It's what is the set point for me? Where do I like to land? What's my thermostat, my reading? Where do I want to land in that? And I really like the idea of neutrality, of being, you know, seeing things and being more the observer. And so that's kind of where I've shifted a little bit, where I didn't like feeling the lower emotions. And I would quickly want to shift out of those. They felt uncomfortable to me. And then the more of my self-mastery has been staying in, okay, I'm going to embrace this emotion. Because I thought, oh, especially when you get into human design, you know, it was like, oh, if you're feeling this, you're not in your human design. You're not living your, you know, ideal path or whatever. And then I saw it described in another way where it was okay. Her view was different. It doesn't mean that you're not living your design if you're going through this certain emotion. So I like the idea of not shoving down feelings. If you're in an emotion and it's a lower frequency and it's taking you to a low place, I try to be now with it, sit with it, mm-hmm. and see what is this here to teach me, mm-hmm. but also not stay in it.
Yeah.
That I used to just love to stay in depression. I used to, and that sounds kind of a little bit weird, but I don't know that it just definitely felt like my body was comfortable staying in that. Like it sometimes liked. And then I looked back and one of my things was about melancholy. Like I've had melancholy since I was a kid, young. All of a sudden this just sadness would come out of nowhere. I'm like, is this for the collective now?
This would be a really good time to talk about polarity.
Ooh, so let's segue into, you know, anything else you want to add on that frequency?
What my understanding is the number one frequency, the highest vibration a human can be at is the feeling of authenticity.
Mm, yeah. Love that.
So there's also, I want to invite those listeners to really check things out, certain tools. So there's a Dr. Hawkins scale, and that one's a really good just for you to check out and see emotion. So see the lowest. So we have the lowest emotion being shame, and then the highest emotion is enlightenment.
Enlightenment, yeah.
But
we're all working towards.
But we're all working towards.
Now, where is acceptance on that? Is that above joy?
Hold on. Acceptance is.
I was just trying to find that.
It's below joy. Okay. Acceptance is. So after acceptance is reason, and then it's love.
Because you
joy.
Can accept okay. something but not like it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But that's the catalyst for changing and shifting mm-hmm. your vibe.
Yeah. I was like,
so it's a useful tool. Mm-hmm. So these ranges of emotions are very useful to help you see where you're at right now and to give you the understanding that, yes, there's a possibility to shift maybe to the next level up. It's not likely that you're going to jump all the way up to enlightenment. I know I haven't. But I'm working my way steadily there. And then I know you two are as well, and as well as the people who are listening, I'm sure you're working on that. One of the things you learn in tarot and in Western Hermetics is about the Tree of Life in Kabbalah. And it's a diagram that shows us the spiritual realm, earth, and then the ways we travel in between. And so we're talking about dimensions again. And typically what all of us do is we tend to wobble a little bit. So there's two pillars. One is mercy and one is severity. So when we find ourselves, let's say, in a situation of severity, like we're picking on ourselves, oh, I was so stupid, why did I make that mistake? What's going to correct that? What's going to balance us and bring us to the neutral you guys were talking about? Right. Then it'd be the opposite, and the tree shows you what the opposite would be. So it'd be mercy. You'd be merciful to yourself. Oh, wait, I didn't understand. I did the best I knew in that situation. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be prepared next time. You know, that I'm going to learn from this, like you said, lessons. So one of the ways we can shift our frequency is to recognize what the polar would be.
Okay.
So for example, one of my favorites when I teach tarot is there's a card, the Three of Swords, which is sorrow. And sorrow means we're letting go of something we love. So we are feeling sorrow or possibly the melancholy you just mentioned. And a lot of us don't want to sit in sorrow too long, but it's also very important to understand that the opposite of sorrow, the balancer to sorrow is love. Because if you didn't love what you're letting go of,
right,
you wouldn't care.
Right.
Yeah.
you'd be totally, totally unconcerned about losing something. So when I feel, when I get the sorrow card, or if I'm feeling a moment of sorrow, it is reminding me of my capacity to love. So I think it's a good thing ultimately for us to embrace where we are, who we are, how we're feeling. Recognize, okay, if I'm not liking this frequency, how do I think what could possibly be the opposite to help me shift back to neutral? So it's like a pendulum swing.
I love that, the counterbalance, and especially being in the Virgo season right now, it's about that balance, bringing things back to a more centered place.
Also, another thing that's really coming up, because this at least happened to me, when I first started into my journey, I thought of all those times where I was so negative and literally lived in that lower vibration state, right? And then the other thing that comes across you is like, okay, I'm learning about vibration. I'm learning how, which vibrations are best for me because they're going to bring better outcomes to me. But what about the past? What about all those things? So then you go back, and here's the thing. It's interesting when the concept, it's explained to you and you just hear it and you acknowledge it through your head, and then it'll shift out into, once you totally know how to apply it, then everything changes. But then also, me saying that is, I have to accept that for the time before, I did the best that I could. I needed to accept that some of those chaotic, and actually accept all chaotic things that played out were because of my frequency, and then I brought him to me, not as a punishment, but as a lesson to be learned. And once we learn those lessons, then we move forward in everything. As long as it's providing you something to learn from, is what matters. So drop the guilt, drop like, oh, I was like, just today I had a really crappy day and I like keep beating myself up for it. And instead of focus on the things that you really want to bring forth. So, which brings us to our next thing. What do we do personally to shift our vibration? Because we're not perfect. There'll be days that we're on lower vibration. So we're going to share with you what things work for us to shift us out of that lower vibration. Anybody wants to start?
Sound. Because we are vibrating at sounds and frequency. There's a resonance to your body. There's a resonance to my body. And as you might have noticed, sometimes you're in harmony with people and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you get that little hinky feeling. I don't know about this person. Mm-hmm. That's your frequency not meshing.
Right.
Okay. I personally think the best way for me to do it is sound, whether that's listening to YouTube, you know. There are frequencies you can listen to for specific ways to heal yourself. Like you're talking about the 528 mm-hmm. hertz, right? Being love, for example. They're free on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There's also guided meditations. You can listen to someone like me who speaks and sings in light language, who set an intention to help shift. That's what I do personally. Speaking and singing in light language changes the resonance in my body. It always lifts it up. So I've got a built-in way, as long as I'm not in a public place, where I can just start speaking or singing and it's going to shift my frequency up, 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 up. You can also do it yourself. There's a book by Jonathan Goldman, who's one of the premier sound healers. He kind of invented the genre, called The Humming Effect. And if you hum for 5 minutes, it has so many physical and emotional and mental ways to change your frequency in your body. And it's scientifically proven. So you don't have to speak light language. You can just hum, freeform it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a great
But tip. Everyone knows listening to your favorite song from the past lifts your mood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else other than those things you mentioned, Lola?
Let me think. You go next, because I'm sure there are others, but the sound was what came to me first.
It's funny because sound.
Because I know some people. I'm not this kind of person, but some people like to get physical.
Yeah.
You know, so they might take a walk or dance it out or whatever. Right. So that's perfectly legitimate too. That was something that came to mind because there is a form of light language, which is hand movements and moving your body and dancing. Kind of like an ecstatic dance, but a little calmer. So I just want to bring that up as another legitimate form of light language.
I think for me too, depending on the frequency or what is going on at the time, I'll feel it. It's like, okay, I know. And this is, again, we're using discernment. Do I need to stay in this? Is this something for me to look at? Or is it something I just need to shift, you know, at this time? So based on my discernment, I'll be like, okay, we're just feeling this and, you know, let's get out of it. I'm hearing, let's get out of it. So then I will either play music, like some of my favorite music. I will, you know, do dancing. This was a new one for me, but basically, like you were saying, the speaking in light language, I do that at different times when working with a client who's lying on the table and I'm doing energy work. But so much came out when I was moving and I got to a place where I hit the wall and I was just, I was tired. I was frustrated. I wanted to just swear. I wanted to just have this complete meltdown. And I just started speaking in light language and getting it out. And it felt so good to just be like, oh, I'm so frustrated. And just let my soul speak to the situation. And then that just intuitively came in. And I thought, what the heck? If somebody listens to this, they're going to think I've gone bonkers. But it helped the situation so much. So that was that's a newer tool. But also going out in nature is probably one of my top ones for shifting my energy or just stay in that, like a healing phase even longer. I do listen to different healing frequencies at bedtime. And there's different times where they're like, oh, what emotion you want to have or whatever. When I think about, you know, connecting to joy and love, one of the things that can get me the fastest is to think of my kids or my grandkids. And I have a picture of them and then I can feel that raise my vibration. I even have a digital frame in my kitchen that my daughter-in-law bought for me and it'll cycle pictures. And it's invariably a picture will come up of a friend that, you know, was on my heart or a picture that I needed to see. And I would smile and I'd be like, oh, I remember that. That was such a good memory. So those are kind of like little everyday tools that
they're very tangible.
Yeah. You know? I love those because they're quick. They're quick. And there was this one healer. He was talking on, I think this is a YouTube or something I watched. And he had people think of certain frequencies and then body test them. And so he was pushing down their hand and he was like, think of this, you know, shame. And then how that affected their body. And then versus being in something that was like a very high vibe day for them or a good memory. And their body was totally solid and strong. And so just having, it shows you the power of our thoughts to affect our frequency and vibration. What about you, Emerald? What tools do you use?
So I use a lot of different tools. But the one, my favorite tool, because it's the quickest to access, is gratitude. So when I get hit with whatever it is. So, for example, let's say I'm in traffic. Someone caught me off and I'm like super mad and I want to cuss. And then all of a sudden I say, well, thank you for having reliable transportation. Thank you for letting me see before I actually crash into this car. I am so grateful to have this moment. And it can be gratitude. The amazing thing about gratitude is you can be literally grateful for waking up. Not a lot of people can say that they woke up. For just being granted the most basic things. The other thing that I really rely on is kind of like a cheat thing for those of you that have pets. Oh my goodness. In the morning, the first thing I do is I hug my cat. And I always say I am so grateful for having unconditional love in my life. And I say, I love you to my cat. And I just hugged her. And she responds very well. All of my pets are used to hugs. In fact, when I get home, it don't matter what the heck I went through. I can just hug them and it just comes right off me.
I love that.
Another thing, too, for vibration, like Pam said, is I always like to come home and get barefoot and then go out and walk on the grass. And then I hold a tree. And it's so funny because there's that term that says tree huggers, but it really works. It really does work. In the last but not least that I absolutely have been doing and it's life-changing, you guys, is your water. Anytime you drink any liquid, water holds memory. Say to your water, I love you. Thank you for hydrating me. And if you want to push it even further, say thank you for programming my cells to whatever you're working on. that has changed my life. And I swear by that. That is like my number go-to. I don't drink water before talking to it. That's just what I do. It seems weird. Some people have seen me and they probably are like, oh, he's losing it. But at this point, I could care less, because as long as I'm okay, I don't care what anybody else thinks about me.
And for those who like scientific backup, there's, I had to look up his name again, Masaru Emoto.
Yep.
Masaru Emoto. Would do many experiments where he froze water, but first there was a vibration introduced to the water and with a word. And the words could be uplifting words, or they could be very downward spiral words, like, you know, I'm going to kill you, I think was one of them. Mm. And it showed that the crystals, when they're frozen, when it was the uplifting words, then they were beautifully formed. When it was words like war or I want to kill you, it just looked awful, disjointed. And
music, we play certain music, it would
that's
freeze.
Right, yeah, classical music did better than some of the classic rock, for example. But if anybody ever wants to see, he wrote several books. He's no longer with us, but his legacy lives on, so there's definitely some scientific proof to programming your water. And we're mostly water in our bodies, so it makes sense. So you start talking kindly to yourself. That's another way to program the water.
Yeah.
Especially talking nicely to your body, because, you know, we tend to take it for granted.
Yeah.
So you want to thank yourselves. I mean, you guys can try this right now. I have people do this sometimes, you know, when I'm helping them out. So concentrate on your body and say three times, thank you, cells, for all the wonderful work you're doing for my body. Thank you, cells, for all the wonderful work you're doing for my body. Thank you, cells, for all the wonderful work you're doing in my body. And trust me, if you tried it, I know you raised your frequency, because I do feel it too. So, intention's very important with that.
Yeah.
So set good intentions. Talk nicely to yourself. Say it out loud. There's power to speaking the words, because it forms vibration.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt. My favorite thing to do that I've learned, that I just do it like automatically without even acknowledging, is in the morning. I know most of us could probably relate to this. The first thing I do is I get up and I go to the restroom. When I go to the restroom, you pass by the mirror. Right when you wake up, look at yourself and say, I love you. Ooh. Look at yourself and say things like, I so appreciate you. Just kind words. All it does is your frequency raises to start up your day. It's the counteraction of you trip over something and then you get angry about. I always think of how many days in my life I took myself for granted. And, you know, that's the thing. It's never too late to change patterns. And that's one thing that I absolutely love, because I notice a huge shift. Your cells in your body react to the energy and the frequency you give it. So if you want your body, if you want yourself to be functioning at top notch, you also just feed it. Feed the good feelings that you have for it.
I've got something I've got to say about that. Yeah. So what's happening when you're watching the news and true crime stories and everything's homicides and war movies and action films where everybody's blowing each other up? What are you doing to your frequency?
Yeah.
I can't watch horror movies. Sorry, guys. I know you guys love them, but you're affecting the cells in your body. Mm-hmm. You're putting them into a fight and flight situation, which is not comfortable. I remember someone on Facebook who's a healer, and she had mentioned a week before that she'd been binging those shows. And then like a week later, she's saying, I don't know why I'm having a hard time sleeping. I know all these energy skills, you know. And I wrote back to her, do you remember what you posted that you were been watching for the last 2 weeks? And it didn't even occur to her. Oh. It was like a big light bulb in her head.
Right.
So people, you're shifting your frequency when you watch these low vibe TV shows and movies.
And, you know, that's okay if that's where you're at. Like, we're all evolving at different points, but then you can say, well, if I'm not feeling good or I don't want to do this, that's where the discernment of looking back.
Because
for
some people, it doesn't bother them at all.
Right, yeah. And, yeah. I know that I used to love scary stuff, and now I can't do it. But I also love that on this path, as you grow, your tools for raising your frequency change. So mm-hmm. in the very beginning, when I first was like, oh, I was going to work at the hospital and I hated getting ready for work and knowing what I was going to face at the day or whatever, the stress, the drama that was going mm-hmm. on. And so I started listening to, as I was doing my makeup, YouTube positive like speakers. So it was like a whole clip of positive uplifting things. And it was a way of like psyching myself up so I could go. And then over time I would like, oh, I love retail therapy. I love to shop. Shopping makes me happy. I love all these new things or whatever it was. And that was a way of me, in my way, before I was really had other tools, I used that a lot. So I shopped. So now the fact that I can use other things, one of the things I love is when we all get together as tribe, we laugh so much mm-hmm. and have such a good time. And then that's one of the reasons why I'm like, oh, you know, I haven't been really happy or whatever. You don't realize things are going on. It's like, oh, I need to go see my, let's get together and have lunch or let's set something up. And I know that I need to be around my people.
And well, some people are still looking for their tribe.
Absolutely.
I know I was for a long time, and that's normal on the spiritual path. And it's great when you find them, right, guys?
Yes.
And in the meantime, you know, you can still do things within yourself to change your vibration. Yep. So, for example, if you were feeling kind of off because you were binge watching some true crime shows, then you can make a conscious choice to raise your vibration by doing some of the things we mentioned.
Another thing that we forgot, the fastest way to raise your vibration is by laughing, you guys.
Oh.
And even if you fake laughs, you still get the benefits from raising your vibration. So my go-to, when I hit a wall, like meaning like when you get to that point where like something happens, you couldn't stop it, whatever, all you want to do is like scream, shout, kill, strangle, you just laugh. And literally, it's like the complete opposite shift. Those of you that are married has gone through this.
Definitely.
And I used to go to laughing yoga when I lived in Seattle every week, and it was an hour of laughing. And you, if, even if you weren't in a good mood, it, even like you said, faking it mm-hmm. will shift your vibration. It works off your body physically as well. So many good benefits from laughing. So you can just, even if you don't feel it, if you want to pretend you're an actor who's auditioning for a laughing role, it still works. The other thing I think we forgot to mention was declarative statements, like I am statements.
Yeah.
So, for example, I've been saying I am statements for years because you don't want to say I want. I want means you're lacking. You don't want to say I need. That
or
implies,
I wish.
Or I wish. You want to say I am and then trust that you are. So sometimes that's a big step. So for example, like I am wealth. That can feel like a big step. So it's okay to do baby steps. I would do a half step for maybe a month and then go to I am wealth. And the half step would be what I'm doing right now. I am aligning to the frequency of wealth.
Ooh, I like that one.
I am aligning to the frequency of wealth. You're still making progress. So if something feels like too big a jump for you, there's nothing wrong with just saying I'm going to take the half step for a month. And then next month I'm going to declare that I am aligned to the frequency of wealth. And maybe for the third month, I am wealth. And just see if you don't, you just might attract some good stuff to you.
And I'm always with the thought of like, go big or go home. So even if you don't believe it, just keep on saying it. It'll come to you because you start believing it. You retrain your brain.
You can, although I think at a subconscious level, you have to believe it's possible.
Yeah,
so for you to say, I am going to marry a rock star, I don't think most of us are going to maybe 10% truly believe it, right? So, yeah, you do you, Admiral. He's making faces at me across the table.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, your subconscious doesn't have, like, it's things that you need to clear out. Anyways, but either way, however you feel comfortable, because we can't tell you how to do things, do what works for you. There's so many I am affirmations on YouTube that you can just listen to while you're getting what you're getting used to and feeling your frequency. What aligns with you? Sometimes I say an affirmation and it just, I don't feel a resonance, like an energetic, a vibration. And then all of a sudden I'll say some affirmations that really feel good. Just do those. Like, listen to your heart.
That goes back to authenticity, doesn't it?
Yes.
So if it feels authentic for you to keep saying the bolder statements, say the bolder statements. Yes. If it feels more authentic for you to do the half steps, do the half steps. Being authentic, since it's the highest frequency, you do want to be focusing on something that feels like it's raising your vibrations. And that would go back to the heart center. Did we talk about just focusing on the heart? I don't think we did.
I didn't.
One of the quickest ways for me to shift vibrations, and we did this a couple weeks ago in the car, because he was having a hard day, and it was like, okay, let's just both focus on our hearts. And that's what we did for, I don't think it was very long, it was less than a minute for both of us. And it was just like, once you feel your heart, it'll feel like warm, or just feel like it's expanding. You'll know. So it might take a little practice for some people, but you can feel the vibration of your heart, and that will shift your energy so fast.
And I just want to mention something, because we're not trying to put this perfect picture of the world, right? Because so Lola mentioned something that sometimes we don't align necessarily with people. The reason why we don't align with certain people is because we're off. Like, it's almost like, think of your vibration as a radio station. You're in like 93.3. And then all of a sudden you run into someone and they're like at 99.5. So you're not really going to be meshing very well together. And especially if it's a lower vibration, obviously you're keeping yourself at least in neutral, so that way you have better life experiences. And you're not going to mesh very well with those people. But it's not about expecting the world to function like you, because that would be trying to control an outcome. It's more about having those great boundaries of, like, you know, I don't align with this person, and that's okay. They can be themselves and they can choose to be themselves. I just don't choose to take part on this negativity and just step away. And what's interesting is, you keeping your vibration is going to attract like-minded people, including your tribe. Eventually you're going to run into people that you're going to grow with, and you're going to find just these amazing friends. And we all go through the shedding of different people, and a lot of the shedding goes down because you raise your vibration and they choose not to. And you have free will. So anyone can choose to stay where they want to stay. However, when you decide that you want to heal yourself, you're going to see that shedding a lot more, because your vibration has changed. So there's no way you can force people to stay in your vibration, because they're going to choose their own vibration.
I also heard the thing too, that this helped me a lot sometimes, because sometimes I would just have this provoking energy with some people, and it'd be like, oh, why don't they like me? I would work so hard on the people pleasing aspect. And sometimes your vibration, your frequency, is actually a disruptive agent to other people. And so they don't know why, and you don't know why, but it's like you irritate them. Mm-hmm. You get under their skin, or they don't have any patience for you. And you feel that. I mean, as you attune and become more sensitive to energy, you feel things a lot sooner than you did before. And I think one of the things that I was, as you guys were talking through this, is, you know, when you have a lesson to learn and you have this repeating pattern over and over, let's just say toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. I certainly can speak to that one. So I have a lot of years of experience as this being my teacher. It's like, did I have to have that frequency in me first to attract that? Or was that just part of my life path to learn this lesson? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think there's a lot about learning lessons in those situations, you know, clearing karma from past lives where...
But do you think that I held this specific frequency and that's what attracted it?
I think you must, because that lesson needs to be learned and cleared so you can move forward.
So you can still be a high vibrational person.
I didn't think we're
going to
end up talking about karma in this, this episode, but... I see it in the cards a lot when I do readings for people. I can see when they've been working on clearing stuff, and or I'll say, especially if they ask for a relationship reading, You know, it's if I see certain cards, it's like, oh, I think this is a karmic connection. I bet you were like magnets when you met. And they're like, yes. Now that can be because there's a true soul family love match there, but there's also sometimes that magnetism is just as strong when it's karma that needs to be cleared. So talk about frequency.
Right.
These people find each other, they glom onto each other. I've had that experience where you had like an instant, first time you met somebody, it's like, oh, tell me more about you.
Right.
You know? And, you know, like one of them ended up being a boyfriend. I'm not sure what my lesson was on that because it didn't last, but it was one of those instant. I remember I was meeting some friends. I got off work. I met them at a restaurant on the way home on the bus. And I was like, hi, hi, hi. Who is that?
You immediately connect.
Oh, instant magnetism. So as much as we like to think that's our lover soulmate forever, sometimes it's one of those lessons that needs clearing. And sometimes the lesson is, you know, in the past lives, you didn't walk away. You stayed in a relationship and it continued to be difficult, right? So maybe your next lesson is, oh, when I meet this type of personality again, this that I'm trying to learn this lesson from, someone in your soul family in theory volunteers to be that person,
right?
It's like, okay, this time I'm not allowing it. I'm setting boundaries. If that doesn't work, then I'm leaving. That can be as simple as the lesson.
Absolutely.
So everybody's got their own lessons that they want to work on, because we're curious. The soul is curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we volunteer for these scenarios to go, hey, I wonder how it's going to work out this time. You know, I want to graduate. I want to learn the lesson and move on to the next one because, you know, the universe is all about expansion. But yeah, that's a good example of frequency.
And I have a really, I really would like to add to this too, because I'm the one that was in the relationship of, I was in my most toxic, have not started working on healing myself when I met my husband. And we were magnetically attracted, like the world didn't exist. It was just us two. And the thing is, that was a start. And yes, we all have had those, I guess it almost feels like you're dating the same person with just different names. And so then my husband became this person with just the name. But the one thing I can be so grateful for is that I opened up to learn my lessons, to clear those karmic attachments, to be able to heal it. And my husband is my greatest teacher. He doesn't have to be where I'm at. He is shifting by himself. Because I can't do the work for him, I can't carry him, and I cannot get him as much as I want to do the things I want him to do. But what I've learned is if I focus on me and my frequency and growing, it pushes him to heal. It pushes him to be his best. Because if I'm healing and becoming the best version of myself, I push those around me to do the same. And that's a really important lesson. When you take away attachment, take away trying to control anyone, then you really get to see the beauty. The word that I'm looking for is empower them. When you empower people, they grow on their own. When you try to control someone, they won't grow because you're trying to have a narrative that is not going to work out. But when you focus on growing yourself, you encourage those around you to also grow.
I think that these are really good examples and topics, as you know, we're speaking to the very beginning as you start on your spiritual path of things that you will come across, and you'll notice that as you do the work and you become more aware and have greater discernment, people around you are either going to vibrate out, as Emerald was speaking.
It's very natural.
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden some people won't even be your friends, or you won't even see them at all anymore. And it's like, whatever happened to this person? Or, you know, just certain matchups, things shift. As you raise, so too, a lot of times, let's say in your household, you know, me as a mother, I notice that when I raise myself up and I'm taking care of me and I'm doing better, how much that affects the home. And then that might be the mothering part of it too, as well, the connection with your mom. But it is a good thing to know that as we rise our vibration and work on the things, so too we have this effect on others around us. And so it can be hard, because then you also have to look at your relationships. And sometimes there's a letting go of, because as you raise, you see patterns and certain things and go, I no longer want to participate in this.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to bring up, because oftentimes husbands and wives, and I've been doing psychic fairs and doing readings for over 10 years now, so I see a lot of women come to the fairs, and a lot of women are concerned because their husbands are not shifting the way they're shifting. Of course, women are already more intuitive than men. Men are very, very left-brained, so they have a hard time even grasping some of the spiritual concepts.
No, man.
There are exceptions. Yeah. So they come and they're sad because their right. husband is not ready to grow the way that the wife is growing. And they're concerned, and it just comes back to, you know, once again, he has free choice. You know, he can learn from example by observing you. He can make choices to shift if he wants to, or he can stay where he is. And it's your choice to decide if that's what parameters you want to live with. But it's very, very, very common that one partner will be accelerating at a different rate on the spiritual journey than the other partner. And it's hard to see. But also sometimes it's the necessary lesson that we came to learn too, like we were just talking about with karma. It's a tough one.
It is.
Because nobody, when people have shifted their frequency, they're not likely to shift down again.
Yes. You never come back down. Wow. Sometimes, I mean, the thing is, will you go through a lot of shedding? Yes. But once you stabilize with your shedding and you finally find the frequency that feels like home to you, there's this peace that comes with that frequency. There's that peace of knowing who you are, your authentic self, and you're not going to give up that for anyone else. And whether you try to force to, I mean, yes, you can force to make something work for the longest time, but if it doesn't, you just have to give it up. It's part of that whole thing, because it's not like it's torturing you. What it's trying to show you is the parts of you that you're clearly healing and that you're going to be opening up yourself to really receive what's aligned for you.
I can say that, you know, knowing you guys for, you know, as long as I have, that on this process that we're all in different places than we were
yes.
when we started. And I can feel that when I connect with you guys now, it's like, oh, I can feel he's more at peace. He's, you know, he's more in acceptance and lighter. And so as we do these things, as you follow this path and evolve, your frequency changes. And so preferably it's to a better place of, you know, that people can benefit by the work that you're doing and the example that you're setting and modeling and being a support system for other people, is you are also raising your vibration, and people, you can get a sense of like, I really like being around that person because, you know, I feel more peaceful, or I feel more calm, or I get energized and we have fun together. Like, those are some ways of also thinking about how your frequency and vibration can affect and help others.
Yeah, so I guess it goes back to thinking like music, right? Because you're going to be in a harmonious relationship with some people and a disharmonious people with others. Mm-hmm. With others, and like the radio frequency you were talking about, if your partner doesn't shift and you shift it even the slightest bit, that's going to create a whole different harmony or disharmony, either way. So that's when you need to...
I feel
pay
that's
attention.
Gonna be another future podcast. I feel like we should. That's a whole episode right there around
about
relationships.
Couples and yeah.
Yeah, like how much that relationships are great teachers.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the whole spiritual journey is learning and expanding, right? So sometimes we learn, we get the wisdom from recognizing our mistakes and moving forward.
And I also believe that the awakening process in your journey is about the relationship with the most important thing in the whole wide world, which is yourself, the relationship you have with yourself. So your frequency plays out what life experiences you want to encounter. The partners are going to come into your life. Really, it's just, that's what it is. It's frequency aligns you with what life experiences you want to experience.
I think we hit it on the head, yeah. You guys. I think we've covered
pretty I think good. That's as much as we can cover right now. We'll probably go back to frequency in the future because it's such an important topic. It is. And I hope we gave you some ideas of how you can shift your frequency if you so choose.
And thank you so much for spending your time learning about us and what we have to share on these topics.
Yes, and just work on your frequency. It's so worth it, you guys.
Gratitude. I got to thank
gratitude,
you.
Gratitude, yes.
I needed that reminder today.
Absolutely. I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for the audience. I'm thankful for the mistakes I've corrected.
Yes. And all of those great experiences I'm thankful for.
Absolutely. 100%.